Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 31 of Sports Talk with BT and Stewie.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen?
We're back. It's another beautiful Wednesday. Wednesday, April 24th. Next week, next episode will be fucking May.
Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
It actually might, no, wait. Yeah, it'll actually be Mayday.
Yeah.
It'll be May 1st, our next episode.
Yeah.
So, we got a jam-packed episode today. As we all know, the NFL draft starts tomorrow. So we're gonna conclude this NFL draft process. We're gonna be doing our 7-round team mocks here. Hopefully, it doesn't break like our 2nd-round mock.
Facts, heartbreaking, honestly.
There you go. Let's see. All right, let's see what happens here. Drake May goes number 2. J.J. McCarthy goes there. I don't know why the Falcons took Brock Bowers, but okay, here you go.
What the fuck is this? What? This is weird.
There's a tackle sale, and the Steelers missed out on every tackle.
Dude, what is this? I think in this situation, you go Cooper DeJean. I mean, like, wow.
Bennett, who took Knicks? Oh, wait, we didn't even. Vikings. The Vikings, huh? Okay. So my Texans here are on the clock. I think you take Santrell here. Mike Santrell.
This is just weird. That was like one of the weirdest draft.
Steelers are on the clock.
I could be very biased right now and say, like, go TJ Tampa, go to lineman.
You can't say TJ Tampa. You just drafted Cooper DeJean.
I said offensive lineman.
Oh, offensive lineman. Okay. Tackle.
I think in this situation we have to go with I think we'd go either Jordan Morgan or Kieran Amagaji, and I think Jordan Morgan's a more safe prospect, so I'm going to go Jordan Morgan.
Okay. So here I think we would reach and take another Michigan player.
The linebacker?
Yeah. Well, let me see what we have here. Nothing here that bats the eye. Oh, never mind. We're taking Adrian Cooper. Steelers are on the clock.
All right. I'll go to receiver.
Receiver.
See if there's any receivers up here worth taking. Scroll down a little bit.
Taking Luke McCaffrey.
I go to best available and then scroll down. Dude, that was just a weird first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's going. I guess she's going Cooper Beebe. I could see her going Cooper Beebe. Yeah, I'm gonna go Cooper Beebe.
Just because I like him and I think he's gonna be a really good prospect, I would take Malik Washington. I don't think he'll fall this far.
All right. Here, I'm gonna go Jeremiah Trotter. All right, no, fuck it, why not? Yeah, Jeremiah Trotter is a linebacker. I would have gone Cedric Van Praan or whatever. I forgot his name. Where do you go after us?
No, 110.
110, yeah. I would have probably picked him, rethinking the pick. Here, ooh, here, I like Tavondre Sweat.
No,
you motherfucker. He's obviously slid down the board because of his recklessness.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, BT Tavondre knows about it.
I wanted him so bad, but I guess.
Well, you didn't. So, you know, you can have him if you trade your first round pick for the next 20 years.
Okay, buddy. I promise you he's not worth that much. I forgot who. So I drafted a wide receiver, linebacker, and a corner. So I need a defensive lineman. Let me check on Dwayne Carter here.
Dwayne Carter? Dwayne.
Ooh, Leonard Taylor. He was really good.
Leonard Skinner Jones.
Mason Smith. Yeah, we're going to take Leonard Taylor. Oh, we get to go again. Doesn't hurt to have a backup running back, and Wisconsin has a history of producing good running backs. So, give me Braylon Allen. Stewie's got two more picks left.
Oh, boy.
Take Bo.
Who? Let's
take Torrey Taylor.
Oh my god, dude.
Take him.
Go to receiver. Bub means. I go to best available.
My screen.
All right, scroll down, please.
Oh boy.
Oh, it's so down. All right, scroll up. I'm just gonna pick Bo Lemer.
Bo Lemer. Bo.
Do it.
No, because we just signed that Chiefs punter.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I'll go. He sucked. There you go. Darius Muasau.
Muasau.
Who's drafting Johnny Dixon? The Steelers? I mean, I'll take Josh Newton.
Josh Newton, Torrey Taylor.
Take him.
No, scroll down. Fuck it. Go Torrey Taylor.
Yeah.
You have an old punter, you know, you never be too safe. Have a punter battle.
Is he still here for my last pick? No, we got two more picks. Give me Jalen Sundell, out of the best team in the FCS. Oh, my pick again.
Huh? Will Reichard?
And give me Jalen Ford. Keep him in Texas. And that's it.
Who did better? Who do you think did better?
I think I did.
I think I did better. I'll be honest with you.
No. I got a
B plus.
Top 65% of Texans drafts.
Hey.
Damn! That Torrey Taylor pick really put you over the edge.
Dude, that fucking Cooper Beebe pick, I don't know why, but
They don't value
that. What pick would I switch for Van Brocklin? I forgot.
It would have been the Trotter.
Yeah, probably.
Let's see the okay, Joe Alt going number four.
There it is. Dude, that fucking 19, like 17, 18, 19, or both all tackles. Like, bruh. It's just weird draft.
Weird computer mock draft.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a college football segment here because next week we will be starting our previews. Next week we'll mark the 16 weeks until college football starts. So we'll start our team previews for the Big 12 and SEC next week.
Yes, sir.
Stewie would be probably doing Arizona. I will be doing Alabama. But I want to just do this quick little college football segment. Shout out Reggie Bush.
Yep. Reggie Bush.
Finally got his Heisman back.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
Robbed of it.
But there is an argument that now that you can pay players, and if you're giving Reggie Bush their Heisman back, why don't you give all the teams their wins back when they paid players in the 80s, like SMU? Give SMU their national championship back.
Well, what was that? What kind of punishment did they get?
They got the death penalty.
Yes, the death penalty.
You got to give them their wins back they had in the 80s and give them their national title back.
Yeah, I mean, that's an argument you could make.
But, yeah, that was very well. Okay, well, you know what time it is to talk about. It's the NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs. BT, you want to go first? Just rip the bandit off?
Well, I'm on the Pacers, so you get to go first.
Oh, okay. All right.
You get to be the happy camper here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Very tough first game, BT. Rough first game. We allowed 35 first half points by Damian Lillard in the first half.
And look at the bright side. He didn't allow any second half points for Damian Lillard.
Yeah, but we still lost. it doesn't help that Tyrese Haliburton was like fourth or fifth on our team in shot attempts, which is unacceptable.
Trae Young would never.
Yeah, I know, because he didn't huck a ball.
That's what you got to do when your team's losing.
I mean, in hindsight, but like Siakam, dude, Siakam is playing amazing. Like, if we win this series, it's going to be because of him. And then last night, woo! Boy, oh boy. Damian Lillard still played really good, but we only allowed 8 second half points from him. And Siakam's just been taking over. And, I was watching some highlights of the game because I was at work. Dude, Brook Lopez we're just leaving Brook Lopez open for threes. Brook Lopez and Damian Lillard pretty much carried that game. Bobby Portis was but Brook Lopez shot 6 for 7 from 3. And had 22 points. You don't allow that. This game is a whole different story. But our whole starting lineup really just showed up. Pascal, 37 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Aaron Nesmith, 11 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds. Miles Turner had 22 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. Nembhard even had 20 points. Tyrese had a double-double, 12 points, 12 rebounds. Our team as a total had 38 assists compared to 5 turnovers, which is an unbelievable turnover ratio, assist to turnover ratio. So if we can keep doing that, I think we can, win this series. Giannis is probably not going to play on Friday. He's just now starting to do slight jump shots, but he hasn't started, running or scrimmaging or doing anything
I think it's safe to say Friday's a must win if Giannis is not playing.
I mean, you look at it like this, right? Look at our record when we were playing it with Giannis.
Yes.
We were 4-1, right?
And yeah,
I know we have to take advantage, but the only game they won is when Giannis had 64 fucking points. Shout out Oscar Tshiebwe.
Playoff Giannis is a different story. We'll go around through all the.
But yeah, I personally think like we're playing amazing right now, or not amazing right now, but if we keep it up like we did last night, I definitely think we could win this series.
We'll just go around all the series here. So Boston's playing Miami right now. Okay, I wanted to go to the game, not.
It is 15-16.
15-16. Boston is winning. Miami, they need Jimmy Butler, and you could tell.
Yeah. I honestly think, like, out of all the games like being played right now, I think this game, I mean, sorry, the Lakers series.
It's not over yet.
I'm not saying it's over, but like out of all
I feel the like games that this are being ser- this right series now, this series is probably over in my opinion, because you're not going to get Jimmy back the whole series.
Yeah, it just really depends.
Boston looks like the best team in.
Yeah, there's a reason why I picked them to win the championship. You see, they're one of the like most complete teams in the NBA. They probably have one of the better starting lineups, and then one of the deepest teams in the NBA. I think they're just going to win. I could see them sweeping, or gentlemen sweeping here.
Yeah. Okay. Again, in a series that I predicted that was going to be just a blowaway series. I mean, the Magic is you could tell they have playoff inexperience.
Yeah, but you also have to admit, like, the Cavs are playing really good.
Yeah, the Cavs, I mean, like, their defense is playing really good. They've been really
defensive games, you know what I mean? Like, they're low scoring.
There have been no scores above 100 points.
Yeah.
So, I just think the playoff inexperience is really coming back to bite Orlando, like we said last week.
Yeah.
But, and then yeah. This series, oh my god.
Allen has been very dominant on the boards, too.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, here you go.
Wow.
The game two of this game is crazy. It was a
back-to-back. Dante DiVincenzo.
A double header of the century. But, I mean, adequately, you could say the 76ers were robbed. And they were robbed bad.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that went on after the game. During the game, that should have been called. Like, there should have been a timeout.
The last 2 minute report reported there should have been a foul.
Yep. It was a very clusterfuck. Which you hate to see the inconsistency in officiating in the NBA. Yeah,
you hate to see it.
It's costing these games. But like, this game is wide. This series is wide open in my opinion. Like, I think Philadelphia can easily come back.
They can. But I think the Knicks could easily sweep, too, if they win this game.
Yeah. But and also on another thing, too, like to look at Jalen Brunson has been playing bad. He's shooting 29% from the field.
The Knicks are doing this against the 76ers are 31. This isn't a bad 76ers team. They're 31-8 when Joel Embiid is healthy and playing.
Yeah.
So, and the Knicks are doing this without Jalen Brunson playing the best he can.
Yeah.
If you can get Jalen Brunson, it could be a really scary team. Possibly they can go against the Celtics. I mean.
Yeah. I just think the series is open, wide open. Like, I can see if the 76ers win tomorrow, I definitely can see them coming back. Also, speaking of the 76ers, Tyrese Maxey,
one most improved player,
which is kind of stupid and bullshit. He's the only player, right, to win most improved player after averaging 20 points the previous season. Like, bruh.
Well.
And everyone knew this. Oh, I'm not even going to get into it. I'm pissed off.
Well, Zion-less Pelicans almost took game one.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Do you think it was just the Pelicans playing good or the Thunder's inexperience?
I think it's a little bit of a mix of both.
Yeah, I agree.
And the Thunder weren't really hitting shots either, like they normally do. Watching Thunder games, they usually hit some of the shots they missed.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
So there. I think this game that's tonight at 8:30 will be a very telltale of how the rest of the series is going to go. Zion's not playing. He probably won't be back in the whole series, so at least I don't think he will be. Unless it goes to maybe like 7 or 6. But I still think the Thunder with that home court was electric if you watch that game.
Yeah, I mean, well, it was the first playoff game since what?
20. That's our first playoff win, home win since 2019.
I don't even want to talk about playoff wins, bro. We haven't won a playoff game since like 2018. We only had 3 active players on our roster in the NBA in 2018. And when the last time we won a playoff game.
You didn't win a playoff game in 2020?
No.
TJ Warren didn't win a playoff game. Bubble TJ Warren.
Can you guess the 3 players?
TJ Warren.
Yep.
Miles Turner.
Yep.
Is the other one on the Pacers still?
Yep.
I don't know.
He won a championship. Not in that year, but he's won a championship.
He's on the Pacers right now?
Yes.
I don't know, Stu.
He's been the best player on our team, Pascal Siakam.
Okay. You said he was on the Pacers in 2018.
No, I didn't.
I asked you, is he still on the Pacers?
Yeah, he is on the
Pacers. You said there's 3 active players from 2018 that was on the 2018 roster.
No, I said 3 active players on the roster that were active in the NBA.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go to this.
But what do you think about this series? Do you think...
I still think the Thunder can hold on. I really, personally, without Zion, I think they're going to take control and win game 2. And I think they're going to win in a dominant fashion.
If Zion was healthy, dude, I think this would be a whole different series.
Yeah. If the Lakers just intentionally lost to the Pelicans, I think. Okay. But, yeah, we go to the 4-5. Okay. Clippers and the
1-1.
1-1. Luka Doncic. Mavericks defense didn't really show up that well in game 1, and their offense wasn't hitting shots, and then Luka turned it around, flipped the narrative. Their defense showed up, and they won. They won game 1. Yeah. And they took home court.
But Kawhi also was hurt, though, right?
No, Kawhi played in game 2.
Oh, he did play, but he didn't play in game 1.
He didn't play in game 1.
Dude, they should just lose in the first round. So Paul George is like mad and goes to the Pacers.
To be fair, the Dallas Mavericks did not know Kawhi wasn't going to play in game 1, so they had a whole game plan with Kawhi playing, and Kawhi didn't play.
It is what it is. I mean,
I don't know how much that goes into effect.
Who's our coach? Jason Kidd? Jason Kidd has to, like, come on, do better than that. But, I mean, what do you think the rest of this series is going to look like?
I think Dallas is going to win these next 2 at home. They have an electric home court, and the Clippers, I mean, I hate to say it, they tend to choke a lot in the playoffs.
Yeah, I can see going either way, honestly. I can see them splitting it. I definitely think this is a 6 or 7 game series.
Yes, in my opinion, I think whoever wins game 3 wins a series. That's all I'm going to say.
I could already game 4, but is what it is. So. This has been a good series so far.
Speaking of a shocking series, the Minnesota Timberwolves have dominated the Suns.
Yeah. This has been very...
Shout out Naz Reid for winning 6th man of the year.
Bro, it just announced. Malik Monk.
Just announced.
Bro, this has just been a whole different fucking... whole different fucking... team, you know what I mean? Like, Timberwolves been playing good.
Anthony Edwards has been dominant this series.
Yeah.
So I think Ant will continue the run, and Devin Booker has not played very well. He didn't play very well in game 1. I think he only had like 5 points.
Well, BT, I'm not even going to shit on him. He did have 5 points in that first game. It was a very rough first game, and the score showed in that. But I think the difference in this game or this series so far has been like we've been talking about the whole entire season, the bench.
Oh yeah.
Like if you go to the score or the box score, look at like the the bench scores based.
That's the key to every series. We'll get into this about the next series too. But
like
game one box score, I mean
14 from Royce O'Neal, right? But
nobody else.
But look at, I mean, he had the fourth most points on the team.
Shout out David Roddy.
Well, and I want you to look at, I want you to compare Devin Booker to Luka Garza. Luka Garza had 5 points. So did Devin Booker.
Luka Garza hit. Luka, oh wait, hold on. Where's, oh, never mind. No, Devin Booker had 18.
Oh, well, so they.
Huh.
But the Timberwolves have just been so dominant this series. You know what I mean? Like,
Anthony Edwards looks like Michael Jordan. I don't have any other comparison.
There is a conspiracy theory.
Of course there is.
There's also a conspiracy theory about Jimmy Butler being.
Yeah. He only had 15 in game two. Didn't even realize it. Wasn't watching it.
Yeah, but it's just, and then, like, look at the bench again. 15 points.
Eric Gordon. Shout out Eric Gordon. Shout out Kyle Anderson. Didn't play. Slow-mo.
Shout out Monte Morris.
2 points.
Yeah.
Minus 14 plus minus.
Either. But yeah, it's just the bench is really killing the Thunder right now. And we said it would, didn't we?
Yep. I really don't want to do this. Okay, game one was just unreal. Game two, we were robbed. We were just, how do you not call it? Like LeBron said in the press conference, what's the point of the replay center if you're not going to get the calls right? You can't smack a player in the face. The NBA has called that a foul multiple times.
Yeah, but also, like, you had a 20-point lead. And
yeah, but when you don't call that foul, that yeah, they had all momentum.
I get what you're saying, but there's more to the game than just that. Like how
you do okay, add 2 more points to that score. You're going to overtime.
Yeah, but BT, don't fucking blow a 20-point lead and you win the game. Like you can't. I get what you mean.
And then that foul on Jamal Murray.
BT, just listen to me. Okay. I get why you're frustrated. Like there was a lot. The game was bullshit. All right. Like there was a whole bunch of uncalled fouls and like a whole bunch of bullshit. But it doesn't give you an excuse to blow a 20-point lead. You have one of the best players of all time. You have one of the best defenders in the league, right?
Yeah, best defender in the league, not named for a
one of the best defenders in the league.
He is one the best defensive player in the league. He is.
Who are you taking, Wemby or Davis?
I'm taking Davis. I saw it live in the game. What Wemby didn't do
was,
anything
was,
on Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, a borderline defensive player of the year's rookie year.
I mean, yeah.
BT, come on.
I'm just saying,
you cannot blow a 20-point lead. That's the whole reason. Like, that's the only like if this was this was a close game, right? Yeah. But you blew a 20-point lead. So there's no excuse. If this was, you know, a close game and they won, you know, barely, I could make a case for you, right? I would be very egregious with you and all that. But they blew a 20-point lead.
They blew a 20-point lead, yes. But you have to go back to that foul that was not called. And then what about that foul on LeBron that gave Jamal Murray the 2 free throws that tied? Was that a foul?
Like I said, BT, 20-point lead. You can't. It's like we were talking about during football season. All right, you cannot get it to the like. You cannot get it to the point where the refs make a difference, and not get it to a point where like you're in that position to lose because of the refs. Because you were winning by 20 points. But then you started playing shit, right? Like your offense was shitty, your defense was shitty. It's just it happened, all right. Like the series is not over. Some would say it is. I mean, the Lakers are, you know, flustered. LeBron and AD like were pissed off, and
you saw the press conferences. I guarantee you this series is not over, and I think the Lakers are gonna. You get some key additions back that you don't have to play.
Fucking Jared Vanderbilt. You call Jared Vanderbilt a key addition?
He's the best defensive player on the team besides Anthony Davis. He can guard Jamal Murray. You don't have to have Austin Reeves on Jamal Murray. That has been a mismatch.
But do you see where I'm coming from? Yes. About the 20 point.
And then we get Christian Wood, so we don't have to play bitch ass Jackson Hayes anymore.
That's your boy from Texas.
Fuck that guy. He sucks. He's ass. And we should fucking bench Rui fucking Hachimura. Can't make three wide open layups. Three of them. I counted them. It was frustrating, Stu.
I mean,
these are layups I can make.
Also, it doesn't help that your bench scored nothing except 6 points from Turi and Prince.
Yeah. Hey, the Lakers bench have scored 12 points this entire series. Guess who scored all 12? Turi and Prince.
Your boy?
So like Baylor? I said, we'll be getting we get better players.
And also, Austin Reaves didn't really have a good game either.
I mean, they weren't calling the fouls that they normally call in the regular season for him. They were literally bumping into Austin Reaves. Like,
so you're saying that the NBA is finally like officiating?
I mean, I just like consistency. If you're gonna call it in the regular season, you definitely should call it in the playoffs. You shouldn't change the officiating strategy in the playoffs.
I just think like the whole league needs to get like go to fucking officiating school, because like the inconsistency between like and this is getting sidetracked from this game, but just like the officiating from every like it seems like it's different for every team. You know, like the refs are
favorable. I have one more proposition. If you're gonna have a replay center, let the team that think they were fouled replay the call. I don't think it's fair that only if there's only a foul call, that's when you can review it. Or just completely get rid of, you could review fouls. Because if the Lakers could have, they would have reviewed that LeBron layup. That should have been called for an and one before the... No, it wasn't. It was when Jamal Murray made that layup. Or got the foul on LeBron, that one. Because you could clearly see he got hit in the arm, and that changes the game. I this game was solely in the hands of the officials. Hate it or not, that's how it was.
Yeah, it's just it is what it is. This the fish. It sucks that officiating, you know, changes games and stuff like that. But
I will say, from a basketball standpoint, I think the Lakers figured out how to beat the Nuggets.
I mean, yeah, you played a hell of a lot better game than you did.
I think we realized all you have to do is just go at Jokic. He's gonna get tired. You saw that.
Yeah.
And then we
plus he won't have he won't have his brother there because he punched a fucking fan
for no reason.
Dude, you see that fan?
They should suspend Jokic for that. Suspend him the rest of the series. Get him out of there.
PT. respect to the fan, dude. That fucker took it like a champ.
And they should suspend Michael Porter. No way he didn't know about his brother making millions off him gambling on himself.
What about the other brother that is going to prison for?
Yeah, facts. Suspend Michael Porter and Nikola Jokic the rest of the series.
Bruh.
But anyways, I think we figured out how to beat Denver. As long as the fucking worst coach in the league doesn't go away from the game plan in the fourth quarter and just completely freeze out your own star player that was literally having the game of his fucking career. He was on pace to score 50 fucking points, Stuve. And then you take the ball out of his hands completely in the second half. He is the worst coach in the fucking league. It just baffles me how he has a fucking job at this point.
Yeah, you're probably going to bring him back.
Nope. Not if we lose.
I don't know.
All right. Okay, it's transfer portal season.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right, BG, let's start out with the...
We got one.
Yeah, we finally got one.
You know what? Kobe Elvis joins General Booty on being all named first teamers for Oklahoma Athletics. I'm so happy we got a guy that averaged 9 points per game at Dayton, couldn't even score more than 10. That's really going to move the needle of this really good basketball program.
He was playing with, who was that dude from Dayton, that good one? Daron Holmes, who averaged like 24.
And guess who we beat out for this guy? The whopping DePaul Blue Demons. Mm. And
Who else are you looking at?
Who else are we looking at? Wish I could tell you.
This kind of sucks for y'all because y'all have missed out on a lot of plays. Yeah.
Should have just got rid of Mosier. Okay, I didn't really want to see that. Okay, how do I? Oh, top. Here you go. So, shout out Amar Ballo going to Indiana.
Do you think Indiana is actually going to do anything with them? They're one of the more disappointing teams this year.
John L. Davis, he can't go to Michigan. He does not have the good enough grades.
is that true?
Yes, the Michigan said to tell the coach stop recruiting. Bro. Hey, Oklahoma's getting a visit with him.
No way.
Not that it means anything because we're probably not going to land him, but.
What if you do, though?
You know, I don't have any hope.
He's going to average like 25 for y'all.
AJ Storr goes to Kansas. I think that's the new one.
Go up. So, of course, we've gotten Dover Tucker. PJ Haggerty. We knew he was going to Memphis. He's going to. What's his name? Ed Cooley?
Yeah.
Kansas is looking dangerous.
Yes.
I'm scared, BT.
Keenan Carlisle is going to Indiana.
Yeah. Grant. Great.
Grant Osabor.
Osabor is. I'm surprised he hasn't landed anywhere. Of course, we've talked about Zeke, the GOAT.
Jeremy Roach to Baylor for $1.5 million.
That's a good pickup. That is a very good pickup. They're paying him? How much?
$1.5 million.
What the fuck? Yeah. I mean, it gives them a good point guard at least to match up with their 5-star coming in. But other than that, like they have Bridges. It's pretty good.
Vlad Golden is going to Michigan. Yep. I don't know if it's been announced or not.
Yeah, it is. Mark Mitchell going to Missouri. Which is kind of surprising.
We're not getting him.
He's from Kansas.
Don't look. He's not. I don't think he's coming here. Funny story about this. We're offering him more money than Texas or Oklahoma State, and he's not coming to Oklahoma.
Wow.
Really shows on the coaching staff.
Yeah. Ryan Griffin, I'm pretty sure he's going to Kansas, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to
Kansas. Amari Williams, Drexel, he's really good. Michael Iyayi's going to Gonzaga. I think he has connections, though, because there's someone with the last name. Terrence Edwards is following his coach. Miles Rice, dude, he's Bobby. So good. I told you he was going to follow his coach. Hey, go up. Javon Small, don't you have ties to him?
No. Well, we were recruiting him, but I think we pulled away. I'm trying to find the guy we have.
You're going to slow.
Jordan Pope did just announce that he's going to Texas.
Yep.
Texas.
Also, can we acknowledge the fact that Tyrese Hunter entered the transfer portal again? And he went to Memphis of all places.
St. Thomas going to USC.
Yeah.
Miller North.
St. Thomas.
Nebraska and Creighton kind of like swung and missed on everybody. Yeah.
But I mean, you say the same with Frankie Fiddler. Speaking of the fucker, there he is, Tyrese Hunter. Oh, look at that! Look at that, BT. Go up. Look at right there. Two back-to-back players who went to Iowa State: Darlington Dunbar, Dubar.
Going to Tennessee. Andre Stojakovic going to Cal.
Oh, what is it? Is it like guaranteed?
He's got a crystal ball in. That means. Mm.
Bro, I saw my boy, DJ Wagner. It's going to be interesting to see where he goes.
William Kyle.
Yeah. Okay, let's be honest with ourselves.
Don't even say money because you don't have any argument right now because Oklahoma's going to lose on.
No, well, I'm not. I'm not. I'm. I'm.
You sent me that tweet. I was gonna put that first time with the guy about to be hung.
No, but you have to admit, bro. I've been sending you a lot of stuff from him, right? Like, UCLA wasn't even in his top three. He wasn't even scheduled to visit him. His top three were Nebraska, Wake Forest, and Iowa State, and he fucking chooses UCLA out of the blue. The fuck?
I'm trying to find.
Find
the guy I was looking for. I know we have. Fuck, I know what school he went to. Fuck, I'll have to figure out find his school. Okay, hold on. He plays guard.
And then we gotta go to Iowa State because we gotta.
Let's see if I can find him.
I saw Chucky.
He's going to Louisville, isn't he?
He's favorite to go to.
So we're going after a guy from
Long Isaac Beach. Is in the transfer portal.
Yeah, he's going to Ole Miss.
I mean, I would too after the shit he did with the minor.
Okay, so
I was.
We're going after a guy from Long Beach State. I don't know if they'll even have him on here. No, they don't have him. Well, they don't have the team he's coming from. So he averaged 12 points per game at Long Beach State.
Traore? Traore, or is it the Jaden Jones?
It's a guard. I think it's Jaden Jones. I think
there's two Traores, honestly. But Jaden Jones is a guard.
Let me look at Oklahoma here. Oh, hold on. What? Oh, that's women's basketball. What the fuck? Let's see.
Your boy just committed to Ole Miss, by the way. Padula.
Oh, we have RJ Jones from Clemson. He came in on a visit. His dad played for Oklahoma football in the 80s.
Ooh, that's good.
This guy right here, RJ Godfrey. He's 317th nationally in the transfer portal. I mean, that's from his high school, so.
Yeah.
That's a name to look out for. He was on a visit. Yeah. And then they had some guy that just hit the portal from Kansas State. Let's see if I can figure it. I think it's RJ Jones. He had an Oklahoma offer out of high school. Okay. I just don't want to see. Okay.
Just hit login.
I don't have him.
I know. There you go.
Don't. Okay. So he is 89th nationally. This is a player to look out for. He did hold an Oklahoma offer out of high school.
Okay.
I mean, hopefully we can get him. I mean, we have nothing else to. I don't know what he did at Kansas State. So. That's basically what we're down to right now. Unfortunately.
All right. So for Iowa State, Omaha Blue is going to Wake Forest.
Like I predicted on the podcast last week. I said he's going to go play with his old buddy, Hunter Salas.
They've never met. I don't know if they've ever met, but they didn't put on any AAU teams together, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, somebody on Wake Forest played with him. I forgot who.
Wouldn't be surprised. All right, let's go to the people. Yeah. Jackson Pavelski went transferred to Ohio. That's one to look out for. But some new ones that we've had. Joshua Jefferson. What?
Kane Fish withdrew.
Yeah. I knew he would. His best offer he had was Belmont.
And then you got Joshua Jefferson.
Dude, Joshua Jefferson. He's so good. I'm super excited for him. He's a very good slasher. I'm super excited. We built a good team. We're full on scholarships now.
We have five.
Hey, you have enough for our team.
I can't wait to see some walk-ons get to play. They're gonna give Jake Moser a scholarship because we're not gonna get anybody.
Other than that, scroll down real quick. Yeah, barring any changes, this is our team. DeSean Jackson, we're gonna be. I can honestly say this. I know. I said this year, earlier this season, before the basketball season, I told BT that this potentially could be one of the better Iowa State teams. Next year, dude, it's bigger go home, honestly. Like, if we don't make the Elite Eight or Sweet 16, it's a failure of a season.
You can see how super excited ranks them here.
Andrej Stojakovic.
Shout out. Oh, should we talk about scheduling news? Because Oklahoma had some scheduling news.
For football?
Basketball.
Oh, basketball. Oh, we play who do we play? We play Marquette in the Big 12 Big East tournament.
Give us California or Stanford for the SEC ACC challenge.
Oh, wow. Please. You got off easy, buddy.
I know. I hope they do. They haven't announced it yet. Please give us one of those two. It might be one of our only wins. Nah, watch. They're going to give us fucking Duke.
Yeah.
Have to watch us play fucking Duke. So that will move us on to MLB time. It's baseball time in America.
Oh, boy. It's been brutal. Very brutal.
Very, very brutal for Suvi.
Very, very brutal.
Well, so we're going to talk about Suvi first then, I guess.
Lost two straight series.
To the fucking Mets.
And Nationals. But the Mets are, like, respectable at least. The Nationals are just fucking poverty. And then right now we're beating the Nationals by 2 points at the top of the five. Two runs by the top of the five. Or top of the fifth. Goddamn. Talking like a fucking casual.
Yeah. 14-11, Stu.
Yeah. Very very disappointed.
So you have series upcoming with the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Fucking thing.
What? Oh.
Share screen.
You have upcoming series with the Toronto Blue Jays and the Arizona Diamondbacks.
It scare me because I think the Blue Jays are 13-11 and the Diamondbacks are 12-14, but we've just been struggling, dude. Very, very bad start of the season, in my opinion.
And it's all
what the hell, dude? The Cleveland Guardians are 17-6.
Yeah,
that's wild.
They have, Jose Ramirez.
It's crazy, but no, we've just been, it's been very disappointing. If we keep this lead against the Nationals, we'll have won three in a row after losing three in a row. So. Take what you can get, I guess. But we're just struggling.
You're 3-7 in your last 10.
Yeah, it's been very bad. We needed to ship shape it up. I mean, this is typical Dodgers baseball, BT. We fucking blow.
So just even with Shohei Ohtani, should have just let him sign with the Cubs.
The fuck up.
Speaking of the Cubs,
Cubbies.
We're 14-9. Shout out. Better than the.
Yeah, we're second in your division, so
tougher division.
But you're not locked into a playoff spot.
We tied with Miami. Not a good look, but it looks like we're about to win the series.
You tied with Miami. You mean you lost to Miami?
No, we tied the series. We played 4 games, 2-2.
Yeah, Miami sucks this year.
And then
Houston, I think, right?
We're beating Houston 4-0 right now, beating those fucking cheaters.
Fuck them cheaters. They cost the Dodgers a World Series. You play the Pirates a lot.
They're in our division, buddy.
Yeah, Pirates are sneaky, though.
They have Libby Duns. Did you see everything with the Omaha Storm Chasers Twitter?
What?
They've been getting into beef with all these, like, you know, Paul Skenes plays on their AAA team.
Yeah.
And he had a perfect ERA going into today's game against the Storm Chasers. And then, so the Storm Chasers scored a run to make it like 5-1. Uh-huh. And then the Storm Chasers Twitter put on, "You don't got any more, no more perfect ERA anymore, huh?" And then they got ratioed so hard. It was so funny.
Bruh.
So we play a series against the Boston Red Sox, which they are 13-11, and the New York Mets, who are also 13-11. I think if you can win, if you can win the Boston series, you should be able to win the Houston. Just tie with the Mets.
Yeah.
And we'll be sitting pretty, but Cody Bellinger is
a sensitive subject.
he fractured his ribs, I think, or did something like that. So he will be out for a long time. But I like the team so far. We're looking like a team. We're marching to October. We might get to play some October baseball. Might get to beat the Dodgers out of the playoffs.
Probably, dude. We fucking blow. I'm just used to disappointment at this point. That COVID championship really
at least
helped me with my morale.
Yeah, it's been 8 years, dude. It's been 8 years.
It's been 8 years? No, it hasn't. You fucking dummy.
Since the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, well, it's been like 4 since we won, so.
Yeah. And we've won one championship in 116 years.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's time for the new segment.
Yes, sir. Are you ready, BT? You're losing right now.
I am. I'm losing 6-3 right now. I gotta lock in.
All right. Do you want to start off with pre-2000 or post-2000?
You choose, Stoofy.
We're gonna go with post or pre-2000. All right.
So that's okay. So 1975
to 1999. Ready?
Okay.
All right. So we're
doing
MLB first, right?
Yep.
All right. The MLB champion this year was the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, this is 70s because it had to be when Pete Rose was. 77.
Nope.
Fuck.
I like your logic, though. Hey, look up here, boy. Get up here, boy.
Okay. Phone's been off this whole time.
All right.
Phone's down on the floor.
I want you to chuck it in your wall.
Phone's down on the floor.
All right. All right, so next one is the NFL, right?
Yep.
You can put your hands down. I believe you. I was giving you shit. The 49ers.
Did the 49ers win one in the 70s? Was I higher or lower on the 77?
Higher.
Higher?
Yep.
So it is probably the fucking 80s, isn't it? This is late 80s, too. No. Give me 86.
Final guess?
Yes.
Nope.
It is not higher or lower?
Higher.
Okay.
All right. The NBA champion was the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, 1990.
Yep. That's correct, Amungo.
Plus two.
Yep.
Shit.
I knew you'd get it from that one.
I'm cooked.
Could you name the college basketball champion?
1990, probably Indiana.
Nope.
Duke.
North
Carolina.
This is when they won like 35-0.
I don't know, Sue. Just tell me. Kentucky.
No, you're gonna feel so stupid.
Kansas Jayhawks. Oklahoma Sooners.
They literally went undefeated, BT.
I don't know this, dude.
It was okay. UNLV.
Oh, fuck UNLV, honestly.
And then can you name college football?
1990, was that? Oh, was that your call? That was split between Colorado.
And who else?
Georgia Tech?
Yup.
Woo! I got that.
You did. Sucks you only got 2 points, though.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Post-2000.
Post-2000.
All right. Your MLB champion was the Chicago White Sox.
Chicago, this is... I think I know this because I watched Kenny Beachum's. 2005?
Ding, ding!
Ah!
Yep.
That's way to respond. Let's go. Sorry for the error rate, guys. That's just because I knew that. You want to know how I knew that?
Kenny Beecham.
Yep, he's doing that Chicago White Sox. And here you go.
96. That was a good pull, BT. Good job. I was hoping you wouldn't have got it because then, like, the next one would have been, like hard because the Patriots won it that year. Then you would have had, like, six to pick from.
And then the Spurs won it the year after that.
Yep.
Who was the national champion for football? That would have been
Texas.
USC. Oh, Texas. That I would have got it with Texas. Yep.
And then college basketball is North Carolina. Wow, BT. Wow.
I take the lead.
Yes, sir.
I have to cook up a good one for you for next week.
You do.
So like we said, some big things happening, college football analysis.
Hey, BT, remember how you were talking about Christian Wood and Christian Wood and Jared Vanderbilt?
Don't fucking, I haven't, my phone's over here. Just tell me.
Lakers list both Christian Wood and Jared Vanderbilt as out for Game 3 versus Nuggets on Thursday. Wood had planned to make his return. How you feeling about that?
It's over. Unfortunately, I think it's over.
Well, do you want to play another game since
we've
been live for 56 minutes?
Yeah, let's
get over that hour threshold.
Yeah, let's get over that. Let's play. Let's run a quick NBA lottery.
Hey, BT.
What?
Go back.
What?
Who's that?
Who was what?
The little MLB thing you pulled up.
Because I was scouting for my next. I swear to God, one.
Okay, I believe you. I was
oh, my God. Look at that.
Houston with Alexander Sarr or –
They wouldn't draft Alexander Sarr.
I don't know, because I could see them drafting Ron Holland probably. He'd be a better fit.
This is the weirdest NBA draft year I've ever seen.
Dude, next week we're going to have a good podcast.
Yeah, because we're doing the draft. We start college football analysis.
And we're doing a review of the NFL draft.
Shout out for. Okay, here we go.
Let's go with Penguins.
Penguins?
Yeah. All the way down in the middle. Let's go with
Bruins. They've been good.
Bruins, yep.
No, Vegas has been there. Lightning,
left, bottom left. Capitals have to be up there.
Predators?
No. Islanders? Let's go Rangers, yep. Hey!
Who's number? Capitals have to be number one.
Capitals, Bruins, Penguins. Yeah. Hey! Which makes sense. Light work, ladies and gentlemen. Light work.
Okay, should we do normal factual too? Let's do it.
What the hell?
Hey, we're Sports Talk with BT.
Bro, what the my God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are wondering what we're freaking out about, watch the podcast on YouTube. You won't miss out.
Fuck. Okay, we're Sports Talk with BT and Suey. Give it to me.
Let's go with the Joe Rogan Experience. This past weekend with Theo Von.
People love this
cereal. Yeah, I could do that. Crime Junkie.
Where the fuck is Crime Junkie?
Right there, down. And Mr. Ballin. Shout out Mr. Ballin. That's my boy. Hey.
Tucker Carlson.
You really think they listen to political shit? The Daily.
Murder in America.
Oh,
Serialistly. There you go. This is the one. Fuck.
Wow.
Tucker Carlson. Lonely Island. Trevor Noah. Mel Robbins. Nat. Cook. I was right, Stu. Fucker.
Shut up.
Let's run this. Call Her Daddy. And then Serial Killers.
Wow.
What the fuck is
called? You gotta cook. You have to cook, BT.
We have to cook here.
Oh, boy.
Give me Matt and Shane's secret podcast.
I bet it's gonna be morbid. I'm calling it. It's gonna be morbid.
Nope, it's...
I don't know. What the hell?
Sword AF.
Let's do the LeBron connections and then call it a podcast.
Lay connections, you mean?
Sure.
Oh, what the hell? Norman Glick. No? Foreign born. It's not sure. Gonna be that easy. Is it?
Yeah. Good shit, BT. What was the other players? Like, go to the names. All right, let's see. So, Jalen Brunson went to Villanova.
I mean, what does Anthony Davis have with all these players? Lakers. Nobody else is on that fucking team.
Did you buy him? But didn't he play on the Lakers?
Yeah, it looks like he's a Pacer legend in that photo.
Boston is currently leading 61-58 at halftime. Maybe just pick the old ass players and put them in one.
Put in the players that nobody knows.
Yeah. Actual plumbers or firemen? The fuck? Bruh.
All big men.
Oh, wow. You're one away.
I'll play for the Lakers.
Wait, relax, kid.
Jermaine O'Neal, Anthony. We know it's this three now.
Was it like an all defensive team where, like, was Rashard Lewis on an all defensive team, maybe? Bruh, what the fuck? One away. So it has to be.
Isn't DeAndre Hunter a good defender?
I don't know, BT.
I don't think he would.
He hasn't made an all NBA team, though. All defensive team, I should say. Maybe players who have won championships.
Or is it something to know?
Is it players that won championships? Because Tyson Chandler won a championship. Did Jermaine O'Neal win a championship?
Oh, Andrew Bynum won a championship, but so did Danny Green. Wait. Did that work last time?
I don't remember.
Should we fucking just do it?
Okay, I don't know. I already selected that group.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. What's in my life?
So we know it's either Jalen Brunson or DeAndre Hunter.
I don't know.
I'm just going to go DeAndre Hunter because he's a better defender than Jalen Brunson. Am I crazy?
Yeah.
So who are you going with? I'll let you choose here.
I'm not going with you because I don't want to get the backlash if you're right.
What the fuck was it?
One NCAA title. Didn't go to. I mean, that makes sense. Didn't go to college, but like, bro.
Let's play yesterday's.
Bruh.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Karl Malone.
Where's Josh Giddey? Wait, hold on. It's not going to be this easy.
Okay.
Is that old ass Derek Fisher?
All right, Halliburton.
Wait, hold on. Who else was drafted? No, that's not all the same draft class. Never mind.
Yeah, they are.
All played for the Sonics / Thunder. Oh, wait. I don't fucking know, Stu. What is Tyrese Halliburton doing here? You know him in and out.
What time
do you even know what length he is? You even know what his length is?
Pause. Maybe pick the old players. Like who are the two in the up? Like, who are the white guys? Who are the like?
Tom Van Arsdale and Geoff Petrie.
I don't. What the fuck?
I'm just gonna fucking put it because fuck it.
Karl Malone, LeBron. Who's the other dude? Brandon Knight? Bro, what? One away. It's definitely the white guy. One rookie of the year.
Oh, LeBron.
You dumbass. You literally just.
Paolo.
Jalen Williams didn't win rookie of the year.
Yeah, he did. Oh, no.
Go LeBron, Paolo, and then Tim Duncan. Bro.
Carmelo never won rookie of
the year. Oh, Brandon Knight did. I'm pretty sure. I'm completely wrong. Yep. What was it? Bruh.
There you go.
So this will end
episode
31.
31.
We'll have a jam-packed episode next
episode. Yeah, next week. NFL draft review, NBA mock draft. First college. Yeah. Alabama and Arizona. You're up.
Arizona. What happened?
You're going to have to watch the spring game highlights, too.
Bro, I got finals next week. I'll do it, though. I'll find a way.
Yeah, buddy. You'll find a way. There's a will, hey. There's a way.
And ladies and gentlemen, BT is going to be pooping this summer at Ole Miss basketball. Aren't what? You, BT?
At Ole Miss basketball?
Old man basketball.
Oh, yes, I will be.
He's going to be dunking, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm white. So make sure you like, subscribe, rate us 5 stars. If you're watching on YouTube, if you listen on Spotify, rate us 5 stars. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, hit that bell notification to get notified every time we go live. We could go live at any time because there could be an emergency podcast that needs to be done. If it's something like
Justin Jefferson gets traded, might make a YouTube video or short. Where you Justin never
Herbert
know.
Gets traded.
Or about.
Shout out CTE News at Network reporting that.
Shout out Antonio Brown.
Shout out to Antonio Brown for calling out Caitlin Clark and then she gets leaked a day later.
That was so weird. But
yes, Antonio Brown was right. We'll say that much. All right. Thank you guys for listening. And we will see you next week for episode 32. Maybe earlier if there's some breaking draft news.
Yep.
See y'all.
Thanks, y'all.